Have you ever been to the residence at 2953 Bradley Street? Prior to the incident that occurred on January 12, 2012, when you were stabbed with a knife?
No. That was the first time I had ever been there. John had invited me before, but I never went there until the night of the party when I was stabbed.
Did you recognize any of the individuals who were present at the party at John's house at 2953 Bradley Street that night of January 12?
Well, there was one fellow I knew from work, and of course John and his wife, and then there was the guy who stabbed me. I had seen him before with John, playing soccer after work.
What about the person you were acquainted with from your job? Can you tell us his name and describe him?
Yes, his name is Fred Bridges, and he's about, well, I would say about 6 feet tall, and he has reddish blonde hair, and he's kind of a burly fellow, you know, pretty big and muscular.
Now, what about the person you say allegedly stabbed you at the party on January 12th? Can you give us his name and or describe him for the record?
Well, I know his name now, but I didn't at the time. He's sitting there over at the defense table. He has long blonde hair and a ponytail, and he's wearing a suit and tie. That night, he had on a leather outfit.
I'd like you to tell us about the events that led up to the stabbing that night at the party on January 12th. Did the defendant say anything to you, or did you say anything to him?
No, man. I didn't say or do anything to him. He was raging around the place, probably high on something. He was yelling at everyone. Then he suddenly pulled his knife, and since I was the closest person to him, he stabbed me.
What was your reaction to... strike that. What part or parts of your body, if any, were touched by the knife when he allegedly stabbed you?
First, he got me in the upper arm, here, in the biceps of my right arm. Then, as I tried to dodge him, he stabbed me again in the left shoulder area and down lower, in the left kidney area. I'm lucky I'm still alive to tell you.